Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
Good morning to State Representative Tara Tuhill. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm very happy to have you, and I want to say hi to your husband. Apparently, your husband listens to this show, and I think that's super cool. So, hi.
I don't know. We have to give Scott a shout-out. He was very excited. He does talk about your show a lot, and as do a lot of employees that drive in the car while they're working from job site to job site. So, I know that they're all out there listening to you.
People often criticize me for interrupting people on the phone. Can I tell you something?
Okay.
I just learned the secret to get me to not interrupt. Just say really nice things.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here listening going,
hey there.
I mean, I don't handle this stuff very well. I compliment. I don't handle it very well. So I guess I'm getting better. But thank you. Tell your husband, Scott, I said hello and I appreciate it. And well, let's get to some of the reason we have you on here, or the reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So the PIA, Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, came out with their decision to say, hey, sports will go on, we think, but when they do, spectators will not be allowed in the stands. And I brought this up when it first was announced, and I said, I wonder how parents are going to react to this. And I'll be honest, most of the responses I got here on WILK were like, hey, guess what? You got to keep the kids safe, or who cares? The parents should just suck it up. It's not about them. It's about the kids. But you've experienced something a little bit different. Is that correct?
Yes. So first off, we want to be cognizant of the fact that all of our safety rules that we're having need to be based in science and in facts. So right now in Luzerne County, we have 14 new cases, but that doesn't mean that there's 14 people that are sick, hospitalized, on ventilators, dying. It can be, many of these cases are asymptomatic,
mm-hmm.
And there's really not the negative impacts that we were having at the beginning of this virus, of what we experienced. So we've done so much to prevent spread, to mitigate the actual damage that has gone on with people, but we're still living in this fear. And so the PIAA is a great example of where a blanket approach is not helpful. So it might be easy for them to say, no spectators. But the calls that I'm getting at my office are parents who have a cross-country runner. It's their child's senior year. I mean, you're taking a lot away from those families. And everyone has sacrificed so much with quarantine in your homes. Children haven't been in school since March 16th. We have, you know, a lot of items that have been, you know, a lot of sacrifices that are going on.
Yeah. So, I'm all for safety. And, you know, if I had to guess, I'd say the safest thing would be for us to all lock ourselves in, but we can't go about life like that. You know what I mean? I feel like we've gotten to such a point in this whole process that we kind of know how to live life for the most part. If we take precautions, we can live life and we can get out and do things. But for me, it's
right.
It's
and that's actually healthier. And some of the science and data is saying that's healthier than the constant masking, not washing your mask, people interchanging masks. Like we have
who's
the masking
doing that?
Issue.
Oh my God.
And then quarantining the healthy. And quarantining the healthy is not something that you do in science. So there's a lot of things that we're doing that are really not making sense long term. And so, you know, limiting spectators maybe is more productive. We have families that have called that they were concerned. So some people are like, it's sports, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But sports, in childhood sports, are a big, are totally different than, you know, American spectator sports, what we watch, mm-hmm. that gives people hope and gives people a pastime as well and is important. But with the children, these children have been really denied socialization. They've been denied a lot of their education. And we're going to see, we had a mental health and COVID-19 hearing last week where the experts were extremely concerned about families that have never had mental health impacts, that going forward, that it's an event horizon, they called it, and that we haven't even seen the mental health impacts. And it is interesting when you talk to kids. They say, I want to go back to school. I don't care. Can I sleep at the school? Can I please go back to school? Like, they're desperate to go back to school and desperate for this socialization. And sports does give youth a purpose, and it's important. And sometimes you're taking away that child's identity if it's very, very based in the sports.
Yeah, you know, I always say, and I get that kids want to go back. My son wants to go back, but he's also like, well, he's been thinking about it. Like, you tell he's processing the whole thing. Like, he wants to go back to school, but at the same time, he does. And it's nothing to do with fear. I think he's just nervous about being in school. But as far as kids saying, I want to do this, like my daughter wants to sleep under our deck most nights. We can't just let him do that. And I think as you're a parent, you know that. We got to do what's best. And I think we probably have to agree to disagree a little bit on what's right and what's wrong. But look, new science comes out all the time. For me, I wear a mask. I deal with it. And I am kind of used to it. I mean, I wore my mask today. I forgot my glasses at home. That's how normalized this mask thing has gotten for me. Well, I was going to say, for me, the consistency or lack of consistency is what drives me nuts, because, you know, they say, okay, well, we can have sports like football, but am I wrong? Did I hear that they aren't going to allow cheerleaders or bands to perform?
Correct. So there's a problem in that, because it needs to be about how can we do it safely.
Yeah.
So just to say, yes, football, no cheerleaders, no band, those are actual sports activities for those youth, and not, you know, not just like part of the being a fan. They're actually
trust me,
is their sport, right?
If I had a guess, you probably get more outrage from band parents than football parents,
right?
And they are passionate about that.
Yes, and so we were talking about and such talented youth that have worked so hard. And so there has to be a way, well, especially at a football game, you have such a larger area that you can space people out and have more distancing. So it's really about safety and about how can we modify to have these events, but do them more safely. So obviously they don't want to have crowds of, you know, if we're limited right now, well, for outdoor, you know, you don't want to go over 250. Mm-hmm. So if we have those limitations, but you're in a much wider area, a broader area, you can space people out.
Yeah.
The band doesn't all have to sit together. So I guess they're worried about crowd control. I think it's just easier if you're the head of the PIAA to give it this blanket approach. Some of these, we have 500 school districts. Some of them are extremely small. Like Weatherly area right outside of Hazleton area had a much easier time putting together their plan, whereas Hazleton area school district, their back to school plan is on first review this evening. So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of really different situations, and I think this blanket approach is really unfair.
Your husband
and
Your husband Scott would know this if he listens to this show. I'm very much against blanket statements and blanket decisions, because we don't live in a one-size-fits-all world, and it is tough, because if you have, like, how can you say a small school can't do it when even if every parent showed up, you know, you'd have, I don't know, these things don't make sense. You can't do it. One size doesn't fit all. We can't make these decisions like that. And safety has to definitely come first. So I agree with you there. And back to consistency, I remember thinking about seeing some of these graduation ceremonies just a few, like last month, where you had parents jammed in the stands. You know, things aren't consistent, and I don't know what has to happen, because every time I know the governor, if the governor would come out and say no fans, people would lose their mind, understandably. They'd be like, how can he decide that for us? But we're letting other people make these decisions as well. So where do you go from here? How do you get to what is the goal, and how do you get there? And do you think it's even possible?
So the goal, first, I look at it as it's personal decisions. So if you're in deep fear, and in deep fear for your family, and there's a lot going on right now in the media, and there's a lot that is very scary, you have to choose what facts you're looking at. So I think families are making personal decisions. If you have a family with an ailment, a family member with an ailment, a pre-existing condition, family members that are older, then they would not go to these sporting events. And you want to refrain from going to places where there's larger crowds. And there's all different types of viruses at when you go to large crowds. So I think that we have to focus on that more, that it's very personal in these decisions, but that we are able to do a lot of things safely. And children, it's not only physically, like for their physical health, but right now we have outdoor training going on for specific sports. And then in the Hazleton area, a group started outdoor sports and agility. Mm-hmm. And there's only 30 youth that are at it, and they are spread out, and there's soccer fields. So literally on these soccer fields, you could have many more youth out working out. I know swimming, the outdoor swimming has been going on. And so you think of the health of your children as well. If you're keeping them in the home, they're just, you know, on technology, they're not being exposed, they're not out in the sunlight, not out in the air. And in inner cities, youth really aren't having a lot of these opportunities. So across Pennsylvania, children are not okay. I mean, we have the child abuse reports went down 40%. Now they're only down 30%. And there usually is a percentage that it goes down in the summer. But families aren't all okay right now, and children aren't all okay. So we want to try to have normalcy as much as we can and modify it. So the, you know, the masking is a modification. The social distancing is a modification. But I think that at some point we have to allow, you know, some attempt at normalcy, although it's going to be obviously extremely modified.
When you look around, I'm guessing you pay attention a little bit to the pro sports world to see the struggles they're having with these million-dollar facilities, and there's people are still getting sick. Do you worry that, you know, if we go forward with this and we follow this plan, it's going to be just a matter of time before one case turns into two or three, and then schools start pulling the plug in their programs, and then we went through all this work for something that may not even happen? Do you think these seasons are going to play start to finish? There's no way to really know for sure, but
yeah, there's no real way to know, but that comes with the accountability that, I mean, these coaches.
All right. Well, a lot of information right there. My apologies to State Representative Tarantua. Important information.
One more thing going on in the world today, right?
Yeah, just what we need, right?
Right.
I forget where we were at there, these messages.
About teams. Like, what are we going to do? Like, with the Marlins, how then they had to...
Oh, yeah. How can we possibly...
But they weren't following protocols, right?
Right. Yeah, everyone's going to do it slightly different. These people have the budget. I just get nervous. Like, people have asked me, like, why are you not into sports? To me, it has nothing to do with political statements. I can look past all that. It's just that I don't want to get committed to something that I think is going to end really quickly. But I guess that's a different discussion. And what's the next step for...
Well, it's kind of like the graduation for the kids, like how they, you know, they had to have cyber graduation. But at least I think we have to make an attempt, but it has to be... Sure. Much more restrictive. There has to be temperature screening. Mm-hmm. The youth have to be told repeatedly to social distance. Mm-hmm. And family members have to have integrity about it, that they're not going to be sending their child sick to places. But I think we have to look at the success that we've had, because our county, when we mobilized in this response, we were looking at extreme death. Like, we really thought there were going to be people dying in the streets, and that we would have to have refrigerated morgues like New York.
Thankfully, that didn't happen, right?
You know, like, we've really come extremely far. And children need to be educated. They do need to have socialization, and we have to be able to do this in a balanced approach, and nothing's being forced on families, so you still have those individualized choices that you can make for your families. But overall, I mean, the cases are really good right now, and we've had mass protests. We've had a lot of socialization. We have people vacationing, bringing, you know, cross-contaminating or bringing virus back. So I think, you know, school is difficult, and it's obviously going to be limited right now. And the sports is with a limited number of students that are involved in that.
Representative, Pennsylvania State Representative Tara Tuhill from, you know, representing the 116th Legislative District. You know, I would love to continue talking about this. Here's my concern. With this weather moving through the area, I'm kind of surprised we already weren't interrupted a second time.
Correct.
These things happen, they happen fast, and when there's tornadoes involved, we have no warning. So I'd love to have you back again, and I appreciate the time, and be safe if you're out driving today. The weather's supposed to be pretty nasty, and we'll follow
this. Excellent. Yeah, and just batten down the hatches, because we've had that tornado in Wilkes-Barre that was terrible. So it is something very serious.
Yeah, they come on fast, and they are.
Consideration.
Yeah, well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to come on. Tell your husband I said thank you again, and
excellent. I will.
If you wouldn't mind telling everyone in Harrisburg, that'd be wonderful. I would greatly appreciate it, and if there is
we'll have them come on your show.
I've had a few. So
not all of them, right?
That's hard sometimes, you know. But I do appreciate you getting back to me so quickly. That was very kind of you, and we will talk again soon. Representative, Pennsylvania State Representative Tara Tuhill, thanks for being on the Jason Barsky Show.
All right. Stay safe. Be healthy.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.